we've arrived at a point in Mark's gospel where a connecting thread running through the various episodes and saying isn't easy to find, although they all deal with the overriding concern of Jesus to teach his disciples about his forthcoming passion and death. What makes this instruction so difficult for the disciples to accept is their preconceived idea of the glory that is to come to them as the companions of the Messiah. In several incidents and instructions, including those making up today's gospel, Jesus chips away at the notion that messiahship and being associated with it will bring privilege. Instead, as he has been insisting, it will entail costly service. We're told that the disciples were disturbed when they came upon someone using Jesus' name, and hence his authority, in order to cast out demons. They did their best to put a stop to his activity because, as they explained to Jesus, he was not one of us. Instead of the expected approval, they get a mild rebuke. Jesus doesn't mind his name being used for a good purpose by someone else. The main thing is that people are being set free and reclaimed for the fullness of life. The disciples, for their part, are less focused on the objective good that's being done and are more concerned about what they consider to be an outsider usurping their own privilege and possession. Our first reading offers a helpful biblical precedent for this part of the gospel. It tells of a similar misguided response on the part of Joshua when two individuals who were not numbered among the designated 70 elders appointed to assist Moses demonstrate the same spirit of prophecy that the 70 had shown. And here, the large-heartedness of Moses stands out in contrast to Joshua. Later in the gospel, Jesus will reinforce the point about outsiders when he talks about those who give members of the community a cup of water to drink because they belong to Christ. Such outsiders show the kind of service to others that is supposed to be the hallmark of Jesus' followers. What determines the reward one will receive at the judgment is not whether one is inside or outside the community, but whether one has performed the service expected of community members. Jesus shows a remarkable openness to the possibility of goodness and effective ministry from outside the community of disciples strictly defined. He invites the disciples to look away from their own sense of distinctiveness, entitlement, and privilege. He wants them to be prepared to find and rejoice in goodness wherever it exists. And this doesn't diminish the importance of being a disciple of Jesus, but it does underline what's most important about discipleship, and that is being ready for service rather than resting on privilege and power. It also stresses that there is much good to be found outside the community. The second part of the gospel takes up the issue of evil that may exist inside the community. Any community consists of the strong and the weak, of people whose faith is mature and of people whose faith is still growing. These little ones are either children or else simply the more vulnerable members, those whose faith and health and hence salvation can be placed in jeopardy by a bad example given to them or by exploitative behavior by the stronger members. As St. Paul will say later in the letter to the Romans, the life and death of each of us has its influence on others. The sense that wrongdoing is a community concern rather than simply a private matter accounts for the severity of the remedies Jesus suggests. Being tied to a large stone and thrown into the sea seems to refer to a particularly abhorrent form of Roman execution. Later, Jesus seems to have in mind a surgical operation where a diseased limb is sacrificed in order to save the whole body. This advice is, of course, not to be taken literally. The image makes the point that our own salvation and that of others is of such supreme importance in order to safeguard it. Needless to say, the second part of today's gospel has acquired a striking new resonance and relevance in the view of the sexual abuse crisis that has been uncovered in our church.